And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 15th of October, 2009. It's the birthday of Friedrich Nietzsche, born in the Prussian village of Rücken, 1844, author of Thus Spake Zarathustra, best known for us for having said, "God is dead and we have killed him." Nietzsche, who believed the absence of God from the world was a tragedy, but the people had to accept it and move on, that God was like a star whose light we can see even though the star died long ago. It's the birthday of Sir P.G. Woodhouse, born in Guildford, England, 1881, best known for his stories and novels about an imaginary Edwardian England full of very polite but brain-dead aristocrats, My Man Jeeves, Carry On Jeeves, and so forth. And it was on this day in 1764 that Edward Gibbon, the historian, sitting in the Forum in Rome, thought up the idea of writing what turned out to be a 6-volume work, The Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire, covering over 1,000 years of Roman history from 180 AD to the fall of Constantinople. He wrote in his autobiography, "It was at Rome on the 15th of October, 1764, as I sat musing amidst the ruins of the capital while the barefooted friars were singing vespers in the Temple of Jupiter, that the idea of writing the decline and fall of the city first started to my mind. I can neither forget nor express the strong emotions which agitated my mind as I first approached and entered the eternal city, the ruins of the Forum, each memorable spot where Romulus stood, or Tully spoke, or Caesar fell, was at once present to my eye." Edward Gibbon became known as the first modern historian, tried to write objectively, rely on primary source documents, and made extensive use of footnotes. And he argued that the empire declined and fell because primarily of two factors, changing military practices and the spread of Christianity. Rome had begun to outsource its military jobs, hiring paid mercenaries from around the world to defend the empire, and Gibbon argued that this made them more susceptible. And he argued that Christianity's emphasis on the afterlife reduced the incentive for Romans to sacrifice for the good of the empire. Here's a poem for today by Jason Whitmarsh entitled Apology. "That last love poem I gave you, I want to apologize for that. It was crudely put, and several of the metaphors lean too heavily on sea life. I love you so much more than that. The best part of the poem was the beginning, and that had nothing to do with you or me or how much either of us loves each other. It was just a line from another better poem. Most of the poem sounds defensive, like I've been accused of not loving you, or you of not loving me. Not that I think I don't love you, or you me, I don't. Still, one could read a poem by someone else, and it'd seem more authentic. You'd be more likely to think that poem was dedicated to you, I mean, than to think mine was. One could even argue, too, that by studiously avoiding your name or any identifying traits, I was making this poem fit for more than one person, like women in general, or a second wife, or your very attractive sister." A poem by Jason Whitmarsh, Apology, from Tomorrow's Living Room, published by Utah State University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly editor's podcast online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Ella Shovanik. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.